We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete. Hello and welcome to episode 21 of This Is Football with Paul and Trev. How are you, Trev?
Not so bad, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. This week's episode is sponsored by McAvoy for all your Apple repairs. Please contact them on their website, which is what, Trev?
www.mactivate.ie. That's www.mactivate.ie.
And don't forget to use your 10% discount. This Is Football.
I'd nearly say that this is the last week, so we haven't been speaking to him. So let's just say, like, lads, if you want to use that, get in this week, please.
Right, fair enough. We've been off last week, Trev. Yeah. Someone was sick.
Someone wasn't well.
And can I put in my prediction of why you went well? I can tell everybody why you went well.
I was actually, man flu.
No. Well, you started to get sick, I think it was Sunday week ago, about nearly 10 to 4. Luton equalised. And you've been sick ever since.
No, well, you got that factually wrong because Liverpool equalised. But yeah, I wasn't well after that, yeah. Right, you were saying, oh, well, let's start this now. I want to say something here, right? So you got it out of your system. Yeah, well,
I've been doing it over a week to get that out.
But hold on a second. Look at the league table. 1 point off top. I'll take that all day long.
Right, take it all day long.
Yeah. But thanks for reminding
me. Yeah,
I was. Because I actually
texted you after that. Well, I know I got one result right this week.
Yeah, well, you weren't asking to see how I was. You were actually just, okay. Grant, okay, well, let's...
I just wanted to get that off.
Yeah,
how are you feeling now, anyway?
I was fine before you clicked play on this. But, a little bit sick now again, all of a sudden. No, good, all good now.
Right, but let's get into last week's results.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't many games on, not many home games on anyway, because... weather again causing havoc. Our SFA Cup game, home games went on and we had a couple of ways. So here is the results from last week. So our under 10s lost away to Turtlestown. Under 10s D lost away to Turtlestown. Under 11 C had a home win against Malahide. Our under 11 A had a tight loss against Ballscadden. Under 11s D had a loss at home to Hoth. Under 19s lost 4-1 to Stalmullen away. Our under 12s lost 3-2 in the SFAI away to Laytown.
That's a pity. Still a good performance.
Good performance. 3-2 is a tight one. Under 15s in the SFAI had a 4-3 win against Parkville, and we have a match report in. We'll get back
to
that. Yeah. And that was all the results.
Yeah, not a lot. We haven't had a game in, was it? You were saying 4 weeks, 5 weeks now?
Yesterday, the 15th of October. It's the last time we've had a game. Weather, we've no game this week.
No.
We're idle this week. It's a disaster. We can't get a game for the kids, but you...
It is what it is.
Oh, it only annoys me. Anyway, had we any results last week for our seniors?
Oh, yeah. So the seniors last week, they had a couple of games. They had two games. One was in the league against Montpellier last Tuesday. Away now, Montpellier are second in the league, had played 7, won 5 and drew 2, so what it was a tough ask, and they're missing loads. They were winning 4-0, they were winning 2 or 3-0 at half time. Dunboyne were winning, should actually clarify that. They were winning 4-0 and flying, and they got a couple of injuries to the centre halves, and they pulled one back. I was like, okay, that's grand. Then they pulled another one back. I'm like, oh, that's not good.
So this is what, 4-1?
4-1, 4-2, and then 4-3.
Oh.
But Keane Flynn and goals, many people have said to me, it was an outstanding performance by him. But I think, I know you're winning 4-0, you should hold out, and they did. A very good team.
So this team were unbeaten going into that?
Yeah.
Happy days.
And they're still second in the league. So that's two wins in a row away from home in the league, which is brilliant. They had a game against St. Kevin's in the Cup last Friday. Now, Kevin's are a league ahead, and... again, he was missing loads, so they played on the Tuesday and then they played on the Friday. So not a big turnaround time.
It's a bit mad to be doing it in November, isn't it?
The reason being that cup game was cancelled a few weeks ago, so they had to fit it in. So normally what happens there is the players suffer and the thing goes on. So they were losing 2-0 at half time, again missing loads of bodies, got it back to 2-1 early on in the second half, and then it turned around in the last, I think it was injury time. Kevin's got the third. But again, you know, a performance that they can hold their head up high. They have a home game this weekend against St. John Bosco. That's this Sunday, I believe it's the 19th of November. And I'm going to take a punt that it's 11 o'clock kickoff. So if you're around on Sunday morning, they're playing at home against St. John Bosco. And John Bosco's are flying as well. So best of luck to Jay and the lads. And yeah, see how we go.
Right, very good.
We'd won the result, actually.
Go for it.
The over 35. So we'll talk about what's coming up. But they had their last home game.
Will we hold on to that then?
Okay,
grand. Hold on to that.
Okay.
We'll go into their match reports.
Okay.
Do you want to go first there on your match report?
I have one here from Stephen Watson. Thanks, Stephen. So this is for the under 13A Saturday team. They have gone up in the league, am I right in saying that?
They've been moved up.
Yeah, so they were in the B league and they were doing well. And like what happens normally, you know, you don't get a say in this, so they've been moved up on merit, I suppose. But they had a tough game at the office last week. They lost away to Ashbourne, but this is their first home game against Skerries, who are a decent team. Skerries always have good teams. So anyway, Stephen sent this in. Very entertaining game to watch. Lads, they needed to bounce back after the defeat, which was obviously against Ashbourne the week before. Skerries are a very good team. Their passing and movement was excellent. We were solid throughout the pitch and dangerous every time we broke. So they won 3-2 in the end. Two goals from Morgan Kidd and Nathan Reeves gave them a 3-2 win.
I watched that game.
Yeah, I knew you were at it. So what's the crack?
That was a deadly game. That was a game of two systems going head to head. That was a good footballing team against a good defensive team who liked to counter. That's the way it looked, and it was excellent. Skerries moved the ball very well, and they controlled most of the game. Dunboyne defended very well, but when they broke in numbers. And they constantly looked dangerous on the attack. And in fact, they could have had a couple more, missed a couple of chances, a couple of 1v1s, catching Skerries out on the break. And it wasn't just on the break, like, when thumping the ball forward and chasing down, they moved the numbers, like, Dunboyne. Yeah. When they broke in numbers, and they moved the ball really quickly up the pitch. It was great. They went 3-2 ahead late in the game, and Skerries thrown everything at it, and Dunboyne held on and defended for their lives, and they celebrated like they really meant it, because they got a bad result the week before. So to come out with a result against these boys was a fantastic result. It was delighted for them. So well done to all. There was loads. I could have picked the five or six men of the match out in that game. I really could. They were excellent.
It sounds like you hear it all the time, and we spoke about it before, when you have managers wanting to play certain systems of play when you don't have the
match personnel.
The personnel for whatever way you want to play. And it sounds like Dunboyne, and there's no right or wrong way to play football. The aim is to get the ball in the net, you know, more times than the other team, let's be honest. So it sounds like they've found their system, and they're nailing it, which is great. So well done to the lads, yeah.
Excellent. Another match report in for our under 15s. Boys who had an SFAI Cup game against Park Villa. Now, I was talking to Jerry on the Saturday about this game, and they had played them in pre-season, and Park Villa had given them a bit of a thumping in the pre-season game. Now, to be fair, it was pre-season for Dunboyne, and Park Villa were midway, if not past halfway through their season, because they're summer football. So Park Villa were thriving at that time, and Dunboyne were only coming out pre-season, so probably done them a little bit of justice in the end. I don't know if Park Villa just thought he had to turn up, but anyway, the boys team trumped over Park Villa 4-3 to move into the next round of the SFAA Cup. The goals came from Owen Fahey, Luke Hendy, Josh Doyle, and a headed winner by Dylan Blood. The lads led 3-1 before being pegged back to 3-3. However, they showed great character to pinch the winner 5 minutes from the end of the game. They will now play versus Dunshaughlin at home in the fourth round on the 3rd of December. So all support will be appreciated for that. So there's a nice home draw, local derby against Dunshaughlin, and that will be on the 3rd of December. So I wish the boys very well in that. They're really flying at the moment, that 15th.
Yeah, and look, when it gets, obviously we know it's a date, but when we get the time, which we'll shout it out next week, they are a very good team. We have very good teams throughout the year. You have to, sometimes when you stand back and you look at it, we've got great performances every week. There's another team that's flying, so hopefully they continue to run. So well done, lads.
Happy days. Well done. We have one fixture we haven't mentioned, Trev, and I know you're passionate about this one, so let's get into it.
Ah, look. Right, so this is the obviously over 35, so we all know the saga that has been that they had one game left, the team didn't want to play, and the league effectively have arranged it for the game to go ahead. So that game went ahead last Saturday against Marino,
Where was it?
It was in Blanche IT on an Astro, because they weren't taking any chances with the pitch being called off and all that kind of stuff.
So where was it meant to be in Marino, was it?
So that initially was meant to be in Marino, then they went to change it back to Dunboyne. Our pitch was available, they wouldn't play, they wouldn't travel. Then it was meant to be last Thursday or something, which didn't suit the lads. And then they agreed on last Saturday at the Blanche IT, and a brilliant pitch actually. I was up watching it myself. So, you know, you're always nervous. Like, no disrespect to Marino, but they're not up near the top of the league, but they've nothing to lose. You know,
they can be dangerous.
They can be dangerous. A tackle could go in that could go against you, or the decision, you just don't know. But thankfully, they didn't let that happen, and they have very much their eyes on the prize, and they won 9-0. Now, really, could have been a few more. But
so that 9-0 victory puts them into a playoff. That's correct.
Yeah, so McKelvey were 3 points ahead of them, and they had finished, so that's now level on points. In actual fact, if it went, which it doesn't, but just hypothetically, if it went to a situation where we look at it head-to-head, Dunboyne drew with McKelvey in Dunboyne, and then Dunboyne beat McKelvey in McKelvey, so Dunboyne would win the league. If it went on goal difference, Dunboyne would win the league, but unfortunately neither of them two come into play. So it's now a playoff. So seemingly there was, it's not a neutral venue. It was whoever tossed the coin, could have been Dunboyne, could have been McKelvey. So it's McKelvey's ground. So it's on this Friday.
So it was a toss of a coin. Okay, because I did hear that was in McKelvey.
Yeah. So it's on tomorrow.
It's a bit strange.
It's strange. As I said, I'm going to have a few of the lads on from the 35s, win, lose, or draw next week. Might be easier to get them if they win. Actually, it might be harder to get them if they win.
You're still out with the lads.
But it's on tomorrow night.
Night is what night?
Friday the 17th of November, kickoff at 7:45 over in McKelvey Celtics ground, which is over beside Charlestown Shopping Centre. You can't miss it. Please, one final push for the lads. Get out and support them. I don't know what other teams are playing on Friday night. Forget about the late. It's crap. The figures are dropping. There's no football. It's international football. That's crap. So just get out and watch the lads. And please get the numbers out. And bring your kids. Make it a thing. You know.
And you know, I know you're saying crap there. That level of football for the 35 is actually fairly good.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Brilliant level. And it's a cracking game. Like, winner takes all. Yeah. Winner takes the league.
I was watching the game on Saturday, and Jay Duane, the senior manager, was there, and he was looking at players because he was saying, look, there's fellas here now, they're finishing for the rest of the season. Might bring in a bit of experience. And I'm telling you now that you'd need both hands to be counting. I genuinely believe that any amount of them could make a difference. Whether they start, I'm not sure, but the experience they could bring, and you know, for the last 20 minutes here and there, could be crucial. So it's all going well, it's all going in the right direction. Lads, best of luck, and win, lose, or draw, we're very proud of you, but please, please, please do your best to bring it home.
I knew you were passionate about it, but you're proud of them and all, Trevor.
Actually, I'm proud of them, yeah. They're my babies. No.
Okay, so yeah, that's our first fixture of the week is over 35s in that massive game. So yeah, please do get out and support them. Check the socials for the venue.
Yeah, I've put it up on the socials while Scott's throwing it out, though. I've put the air code and all. If you Google McKelvey Celtic, it'll bring you directly to the grounds. Now, I do know that the parking situation is quite tight. So if you're going, either get out there early, carpool, do whatever you have to do. Please try and get out. Don't make that put you off it, like, you know. So we'll go on with Saturday. So that's
do you want to have a breather?
No, I'll keep going. So Saturday 18th. So we've the under 8 now again. We'll see how many of these go ahead. Hopefully all of them. Under 8B are away to Stamullen. There's no times against a lot of these. If there is times, I'll call them out. Under 8C are at home against East Meath. Under 9A are away to Maynooth. Under 9B are at home to Balbriggan. Under 11B are at home versus Lusk at 10 o'clock. Under 11C are away to River Valley at 10 o'clock. Under 11F are at home against Arte and Beaumont at 11. Under 12A, Green are away to under... under 12, Dunboyne red at 12 o'clock. So let me just read that again. Dunboyne under 12 green are playing Dunboyne under 12 red at 12 o'clock. This was the game that was cancelled a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes. Looking forward to it. There's going to be a bit of banter about this one. So that's at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah.
Dunboyne versus Dunboyne, nine aside, back pitch.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
Bring the gloves. And I don't mean goalie gloves. Under 12C are at home versus the Willows at 10 o'clock. Under 12F are away to Balbriggan at 11. Under 13A, that's Arrowhead lads, are at home against Ashbourne at 11. Under 14A are at home versus St. Eta's at 12:30. Under 15A are away versus Ballymun United in the LTBA. What's that? No, that's where it is it?
What?
Sorry, versus Ballymun.
Location to be announced.
Okay. So away to Ballymun at 1:30, so obviously check with the club for that. Under over 35, we've mentioned, and the second team are at home versus, I can't read that.
Motherwood, is it?
No, there's a
Newbridge.
Newbridge, you nailed it. So the second team are at home versus Newbridge at 12 o'clock lunchtime. Do you want to do it this Sunday?
And moving into Sunday, the 19th of November, the under 10 girls are at home versus Russia at 11 o'clock. Under 11 girls are away to Lusk at 10 o'clock. Under 13 girls are in the SFAI Trophy, home to Drummond at 11:30. That's actually who we have in the next round, that club, Drummond. Under 15 girls are away to Kilmore at 11 o'clock. And that's being changed to Parnell GAA's ground, not Oscar Traynor. Under 16 girls are away to Lourdes at 12 o'clock. Under 18 girls... I'm trying to make this out. Under 18 girls are home to Clonee. I think 2:30 now. It looks like it's changed. Under 9s. So I went to the boys. Under 9C are away to Airfield. No time announced. Under 10B are away to Ballarat. Under 10C are away to Baldoyle. Sorry, under 10B are away to Ballarat. Under 10C are away to Baldoyle. Under 10D are home to Port Ran. Under 11A are away to Ballarat. Under 11C are away to Willows. Under 11D are away to Colester Donnacarney at 11:15. Under 13P, we're idle. Haven't played in a month, and we're idle. Under 14P are away to Marino at 11:30. Under 15 Premier, I know they were idle, but it looks like the home now to Skerries at 10. Under 15A is off. Under 16 Premier are in the SFAI Cup at home to Atboy Celtic at 1:00 p.m. Under 17B are away to Ashbourne at 2:30. Under 18 Premier are home to Donnacarney at 2:30. Under 18A are away to Stalmullen at 11:45. Under 19s
away versus St. Francis in the LFA Cup at 3:00.
Very good, because I can't read that. And fourth team are home to St. John Bosco's at 11. All times are subject to change, so please check with the club and the location. So please do double check with the club before you travel.
Yeah, so there's not a lot. Obviously, there's no Premiership this week. We'll go through to last week's, it would have been 2 weeks ago.
Was this the predictions where you made me go first? So
no, I didn't make you do anything.
Yeah, you did. See how we get on. And I even picked Liverpool not to beat Luton.
Cut this bit out. Everything is fine and good.
Well, you get very upset when I start slagging you.
Yeah, well, anyway. So let me see. So the last... Sorry. So
you
last
much grey as well.
Sorry.
What was the prediction? I can't remember.
So Saturday... So Fulham versus Man United... You said United, I said draw.
Who won that? I can't remember.
United won 1-0.
So I won, you mean?
Well, you asked who won the game.
I meant who won the prediction.
Oh, okay. You did, yeah. So Brentford against West Ham. You said West Ham, I said draw. It was Brentford, 1-3-2. So we both got that wrong.
Right.
Burnley versus Palace. You said Palace, I said draw. Palace won 2-0. You got that. Brighton versus Everton. You said Brighton, I said draw. It was 1-1. I get that. City and Bournemouth. We both said City. That was 6-1. Sheffield United and Wolves. You said Sheffield United, which is a great shout. I said Wolves. Sheffield United 1-2-1. Newcastle and Arsenal. You said Arsenal. I said draw. Newcastle won 1-0. So on to the Sunday, it was Forest against Villa. We both obviously said Villa. We both got that wrong. There, and this is the other one that you got spot on. Luton and Liverpool. Yeah, you were waiting for that, weren't you? Spurs then. So the next night then, Spurs. We obviously got that wrong. Spurs and Chelsea. Talk about that game for a second.
Oh yeah, that was mental, wasn't it?
That's all the results.
We both got that wrong. So 5-2 to me.
Yeah.
Spanking.
Well,
so what's the score overall now?
7-2.
It can't be still 7-2.
I was 8-2.
It's about 19-2.
It's 8-2. I was got.
How many weeks are we in?
Yeah, but we the don't. We sure one. It's 7-2. Oh, no, sorry, it's 8-2. It's 8-2.
Yeah, anyway, robbing me blind.
No.
Robbing me blind.
It's a Chelsea game and against the Spurs team who are going to drop like a stone now. What do you think?
Oh, and then Ferns started to be riddled with injuries and
suspensions.
Oh,
poor injuries. And yeah.
We couldn't give a monkey. They're still going to win the league.
No. Well, they're already after dropping a few places, and that'll happen a bit more now.
They got stung, didn't they?
Yeah.
In fairness, they were brave, though. Was
no,
mental.
But before that, when it was 11-11, and they went 1-0 up, I'm right in saying that, it was just same old, and then just your man just went in for that tackle. And set the
what
whole
do you mean, same old.
Oh, they were just on top. They were playing good football. They
Spurs.
Were just, yes,
yeah,
they
yeah.
were the team that everyone has seen emerged, over the last couple of months. And you know what? Obviously, they've come out of that game with a 4-1 loss, and everyone's respecting them even more. I've never heard that before.
But it was still. Did they get 3 goals in injury time or something? It was 3 very late goals.
Yeah, but the thing about it
they were blessed, or Chelsea were blessed. That VAR turned over that equaliser for 2-2. That was very late in the game. Who scored? Dyer. What was his name?
Eric Dyer, yeah. It was a great finish as well.
Like, that goes in. That's the 88 minute or 89 minute or something.
There's no coming back from it.
They could have held on for a 2-2 draw.
And they could have actually gone for another one. The way they were playing.
And then after that, Son went through and nearly scored. So they were like 2 players down, and they were the ones pushing.
Yeah.
No, and they were still trying to push, should I say.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to
see. What was the story with the high line? Was it bravery or stupidity? They were nearly in their half, playing offside.
But the thing about that
I mean, they were nearly in Chelsea's half.
But the thing about that was, that showed Chelsea up to be very naive, because it was a case of, you know it yourself when you play a high line, just knock the ball past them and follow it. Whether you are the one that's going to finish it, and ultimately, if you break that line...
Toward man running at
no
times.
But then Sterling got the grip of it, and but I mean, realistically, 4-1 against 9 men,
the scoreline, that's what I'm saying, the scoreline didn't reflect the game. That's why I think a lot of teams
but Chelsea should have buried another couple of goals. If that was City, for example, can you imagine what City would have done against that 9 men?
Patience, but Chelsea didn't have patience.
They got the 3 points, and that's all that matters. It'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks. We don't obviously have any Premiership this weekend. I do know the next weekend, when it does come back, when we talk about it next week, the first game up is City and Liverpool at 12:30, which is ridiculous, because the Manchester police have said they can't facilitate the game. It was meant to be down for the 5:30 kickoff, and they said they can't do it. So can they do it at 12:30? And I'm like, what's that about?
That's about drink.
Pubs
up.
We've had. Well, it's not. Well, Man City don't have fans, so it's not like they're going to be hooligans there. Like, it's you can understand the Celtic and Rangers game. Even the United and Liverpool games are played at 4:00 and 4:30.
Yeah,
so that's no excuse. And that's more of a rivalry, and it always will be, than any other rivalry between City and Liverpool. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We touch on Bowes and Pats in the final there, which was on last weekend.
I didn't see it. I seen the end of, what was I watching? I don't know what I was watching. Maybe I was out. I can't
Dancing
remember.
With the Stars or something like that, no?
I don't know what I was. I was watching the Celtic match, I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember anyway. I did flip it on for the last 10 minutes, but for our reports, I believe Pats were the better team.
Yeah, they were. Like, I'd be a Bowes follower. When I say follower, I wouldn't be a staunch, but they were. They started well. They got their penalty, but it's like, we see it so often in games, the team that have scored, not they back off, it's just. The other team just upped their game and Pats.
The team that scored force of everything to lose now.
Yeah, and they did. In fairness, Pats, they were just dangerous with set pieces. Not just, but they were dangerous with set pieces. Bowes never got a hold of them, so Pats win it again. So in fairness, obviously international break this weekend. We have I don't know what games are on, but I do know obviously Ireland are playing Holland on Saturday night.
What time? 8 o'clock, isn't
quarter
it?
Quarter to 8.
Now, everybody will give out about, you know, Ireland and this campaign and Stephen Kenny. But one thing you have to take credit for is everybody will watch a match at 7:45 on a Saturday night with a few beers.
Well, you will, because, I mean, put it this way, no matter what match is on, like, you'll watch it. It's a prime time. People will watch because we're Irish fans at the end of the day. You want them to do well. How well they'll do, I don't know. I know a few people going over. Mr. Devlin's going over. Bartholomew Devlin. So, Trev, best of luck, and I hope you enjoy the match. You got tickets there the other day. It would still be a great game to go to, let's be honest. But I'll be watching it.
What's your prediction?
I would say a defeat, unfortunately. But I don't think as big as people think. Maybe by the odd goal or two. I know that sounds... Maybe 2 or 3-1.
We normally put it up to the bigger teams,
yeah,
and put on a performance.
James McLean's last match then on jumbo. What's your prediction? We're not counting this one.
Similar. Just the same.
Then we obviously have them playing against. I genuinely think the rugby got it mixed up, and Ireland playing New Zealand.
We're playing the All Blacks.
I think it'll be, that's why it's a sellout, because people think are going to be expecting the egg ball there, but it's going to, well, it may as well be the egg ball, because we'll be doing the same amount of it.
I'd like to think a lot of fans will turn up for McLean's last game.
Yeah.
Like all the crap he's gone through in his career.
Yeah.
To go down and play for the Republic.
No, he'll go down as a legend, and rightly so. Whatever you think of him on and off the pitch, he was on the late eight there a few months ago, and he was amazing. Like, you know, so all due respect, he has been. And you know what? If half of them had the attitude and the heart that he's shown over the years, we'll do all right over the next couple of years. So, yeah, look.
Are you going to that game? I'm going to go into that myself.
I don't think so, no. No, I have tickets there, but I'll see what the crack is. But that's kind of it. Anything else you want to bring up?
No, I think that's all. Best of luck to everybody in this weekend fixtures, especially the lads and the girls in the SFAOE Cup. So hopefully we see a good few match reports in and winning sides. So best of luck to them and everybody. And please do double check times and fixtures with the club before travelling or expecting the team to travel to you.
And one final time, best of luck to the over 35s. Lads, again, it's tomorrow night, Friday night, the 17th of November, 7:45, over in McKelvey Celtics ground. Lads, bring the cup home and we'll get a few of yous onto the podcast next week, hopefully.
Over to now.
This is Adam McDonald from Bohemian Football Club, and I listen to This Is Football.